Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I was like, what are you waiting on? I was waiting on you to say one.
So fun.
Hey, guys.
What's up, y'all?
What's going down? What is up, y'all?
Allergy, man. Allergy's been kicking my butt. We'll tell you. I'll tell you all about yesterday. It was crazy.
You know, allergy's been kicking my butt, too.
But let's get into this. You ready to get into this?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? What is up, peeps? Welcome to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter, y'all.
That is right. We're back. Did you miss us? Did you even realize we were gone for a week?
We did. But yeah.
And we missed y'all.
Yeah, so
we took an accidental break, okay?
Yeah, it's an accidental break. It just was we're doing so much around the house and
I don't really think it has anything to do with
partially it does. I think we were talking about this, is that we're doing a lot of stuff around the house. If you watch the vlog or even on the podcast, we've talked about it a little bit.
We're renovation.
So yeah. We're getting the kitchen. They're finishing up the kitchen today. He should be done today. We got the front door painted. We got the garage painted. We got
garage doors.
The deck was painted. Obviously, mm-hmm. The deck is finished now. You know, with decorated and things of that mm-hmm. sort. And then we're doing the handrail again, because the first time we had it done, it was crap. So we're getting it done by the same guy that painted our house, mm-hmm. who we know does a great job.
Yeah.
So. With all that said, the kitchen thing, when we removed everything from the kitchen and we're living out of bins, it like really threw us for like a, when things aren't in order, you know, you feel discombobulated. And the kitchen messed with the podcast.
You do feel discombobulated, okay? But I'm not about to co-sign with you on that being the reason that we did not get a podcast up. Is it the reason that we ate out a lot last week? Yes. Is it the reason why you just felt cluttered and just wasn't... You know, certain things just weren't getting done. Yes, but the podcast, what had happened
totally
was...
Totally LinkedIn.
My... Not sponsored. LinkedIn.
Oh, yeah. Not
What was I going to say? So, last Tuesday was my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And we normally film the podcast on Tuesdays. So... Mm-hmm. Babe was like, we'll just do it on Wednesday. We'll do it tomorrow. I want you to relax. And we don't have to film the podcast today. I was like, babe... We're not going to get it done tomorrow. He was like, yes, we are.
I wasn't that adamant.
And what happened?
I wasn't that adamant.
What happened?
But I wasn't. I wasn't even that adamant, though.
Yes, you were. You was like, yeah, we will. We'll do it tomorrow. I was like, no, we will not.
See, you did a little more monotone that time. I wasn't like, yeah, we'll get it done, Shawty. We got this. I was more like, well, we can get it done tomorrow. I mean, you know, whatever. Yeah, so it was more monotone. It wasn't like so, you know.
I can't.
Wasn't so full of energy. Not as much vigor as when you said it.
I can't. I am really trying really hard to do this without my sunglasses, but we've got this ring light. And it is really bright. So if you're not watching, then you don't get to see my cute Walmart glasses that were like $7. Actually, let me use yours.
They cute though.
But I'm still recovering from my PRK eye surgery, and light sensitivity is the biggest issue right now.
Right now, everything else seems to be doing pretty well.
Yeah, everything else is pretty good. Like, in terms of seeing clear and seeing further,
not being so dry.
But just the light sensitivity.
And you don't feel like anything's in your eyes right now, right?
No, it's not. Like, I don't have that scratchy feeling anymore. It had gotten rough. But then it got better. It got really, really bad. And I was like, oh, my goodness. I was like, okay. I don't remember this from the last time. But then the next day, it was better. Like, that one day where my light sensitivity was really, really bad. It's gotten better since then. So
she's talked to the doctor a couple times. They confirmed that she's along the path, like, just fine.
Like, you're okay. Just give it another week. It's going to be good. And here we are, almost at week 3. And yeah.
And she's recovering well. Good. Just a little, you know, the light sensitivity is definitely not as bad.
Definitely not as bad. But bright lights, like, especially having this ring light, it makes it a struggle. And like, even just being outside, I have to keep my shades on. So that is what is going on. And that is why we did not have a podcast last week. So let's go ahead and cue the music. I saw you getting ready.
That's right. Here we go.
see what else has happened. I had a pretty good birthday. It was a low key birthday. Yeah, it was a
low key birthday, but we had
a good time.
Really good time. I had the deck finished.
Yes, they finished the deck. Yeah, so as in like put up lights. He put up curtains.
Yeah, she helped me put up the. Like, she helped me make the curtains look pretty, but I got the hardest part of it, which was getting them up. You know, so she helped me with like making them look good.
Yeah, this has literally been a process, you guys.
Like, but it looks what you were envisioning. I think
it actually came together. Like when we first bought this house, we bought this house in 2016, I believe, because we've been here like 4 years, maybe.
I think so. Yeah.
In 2016, like I had this whole vision for what I wanted our deck to look like. I think 2017, I think, was when I bought like all of the deck furniture and everything. Mm-hmm. I also bought like 2 boxes of lights, and I bought like 4 or 5 navy curtains. Blue curtain panels. This was in 2017. And we are just now getting the deck together. Okay. We did not go with the navy panels because they didn't look the best. They didn't match the rug matched the old rug.
They were too dark for
what
we were looking for. They were
too dark for what we were doing. So I got the new panels, and babe finally put those up, finally put up the lights that's been sitting in our closet since 2017. Yeah. Like, I am so excited that it's done. Like,
and it looks great. I mean, so just looking excited out there, it just looks amazing.
It looks so good. Thank you, babe.
You're welcome. Thank of course. You. We had a couple of neighbors, friends of ours, that are like, man, my wife's jealousy of the deck over there. So I was like, thank you.
Because it's just cozy. Because
it took some work, but it paid off. Yeah, it was worth it.
It was worth it. That's crazy. Who knew that it was just going to be that quick? Like, why did it take us so long to
I don't think that we fully knew what we wanted to do. I think we had an idea, but we never really put the effort into like.
It was just kind of like.
Plus, we travel a ton mm-hmm. normally. So normally during the summer, we're traveling.
That's true. That's another thing. Like, we've been doing all of this home renovations, I think, because we've just been at home. Like, everybody else is at home, and you're, like, looking at things constantly. Like, oh, I need to update that, or, oh, let me fix this, exactly. Or, oh, why don't I do that? I mean, and we live in Indiana, so it's not like we out on the deck year-round. Like, we literally only get like 3 months, maybe.
4 months, maybe, at most.
So, I guess that's why. Like, yeah, so if you don't get it done at the height of the summer, then it's like, well, we might as well wait till next spring, summer. So, now that it's up, we can just, you know, remove them when it starts to get cold and stuff. Like,
and they're Velcro, like off. A Velcro, so it's really easy to remove.
Yeah, now, will you keep the poles up?
I think so. I mean, they're PVC pipes, so they should be fine.
Yeah.
Even if they, some reason, aren't, it'll be an easy fix to buy new ones.
Yeah, we'll
and they're so cheap.
The curtains and the rug this time.
For sure, yeah.
We've had the same rug for like 3 years, and we never moved it. And then it just, after 3 years, it's just worn out, like worn down. So we had to get a new one. So this one I want to preserve, so we'll probably take that up. But the patio furniture, it's all weather furniture. We just cover it up and it's fine there.
But something else we did that was home renovation-ish. Because I call it renovation. It was, we got the garage pretty much cleaned out.
Oh, yeah. So, shout out to you, babe. We had so much
just stuff that we've accumulated, trash, you know, in like, boxes and things. Most of it was boxes. Most of it was boxes. And lots of giveaway that we just hadn't taken yet. So we got all the giveaway, you know, dispersed, got to get, you know, taken care of. And then we had the same guys that came and got our, like, junk, like, a few years back. From our storage unit. They came back and they hooked us up. He got everything. Mm-hmm. And so it's nice. It looks really nice. So it's.
And now we've got, like, all the space that we forgot we had in the garage.
Yeah, so we got the old fridge in the garage now. Because we'll keep that there as a second fridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. So it's nice. We've been making some really good progress that I don't know that we would have made if we weren't at home.
I don't think that we would have either, honestly. Like, that was one thing about being at home, is just finally getting stuff done that we've been talking about for years now. So, yeah, it's been great. I think that once we get our fence is the last thing, and I feel like once we get our backyard fenced in, we should be good until next summer. Next summer, we'll probably try and get, like, a playset for the kids, but I don't know if we'll do that this summer.
Yeah, we'll take a look. Maybe there'll be like some end of the season like deals.
Oh yeah, I never thought about that.
As towards the later part of the summer, I'm sure they have like deals.
Yeah.
So we'll look. We'll take. Yeah. I actually have a guy that I used to play ball with when I played basketball every Monday night. He actually works at a company called Recreation Unlimited.
Oh yeah, that's what our neighbor was telling me. That's where they got.
He's a vice president of sales. Ooh. So I might try to pull the string. Like, bro, what you got?
Hey, they're trying to do some influencer. He's a good marketing.
Yeah. Yeah, so real good guy. Hey. So well, I mean, if he can do something, I'm sure he would. If he can, I totally get that too.
That's cool. So but, that is what has been going on with us. Have any of you guys been like remodeling? Doing any remodeling, renovations, DIYing, all of that stuff? Like, here's the thing. I would much rather pay somebody to get it right than to waste my time DIYing it. Like, certain things just, it just takes an incredible amount of patience and skill to get done.
Yeah.
And when it's my house, like, if it's a small project, maybe, but there's no way I was tackling painting our kitchen cabinets. We got a whole lot of cabinets, and I didn't want it to look a mess. Okay,
no, and yeah, we wanted it to be great. We wanted it to be nice.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just not interested.
Yeah, plus it doesn't even sound fun. Like some people, like it's some fun people to you.
Really like that.
It's fun to you, then I'll go for it. I love you for it, but it's not our ministry.
No, my ministry is to pull out that wallet and hire the professional to do it for me, okay?
Yeah.
So that I can take that 3 hours and make some money with it doing something else, exactly. Okay?
But yeah, so
that's what's been going on.
Let me tell you about yesterday.
Oh, Lord. Please.
Man, let me tell you about how...
Hopefully save y'all for him.
Woo! I thought, I don't know what was going on yesterday, but I felt horrible. I felt like what is going on with my body? Like out of nowhere, like literally it just kind of just hit me.
Mm-hmm.
My body started aching, like, but really in my hips were like painful.
Every time you say your hips, the hips don't lie come up in my head.
Yeah, girl. Oh, but then it went into my legs... And then it finally like went up to like where my body was having like chills.
Mm.
Like I was like, what the heck is going on? And then I got this headache. Allergies were already screwing with me anyways.
Did you think you had the COVID?
Yeah, I did.
Did you? Yeah.
I was like, what is happening? So like, but my allergies have been bothering me for the last few days anyways, because going outside, the doors have been open. So pollen's getting in.
Yeah, it's been rough.
You know, so, but, but then I started thinking about it. I was like, what have I done differently today? And because our kitchen's being, painted and they're doing stuff in there, it was hard to get to the water. I didn't want to keep butting in to get water. So I bought a 6-pack of Smart Water, but I got the alkaline water. And, because we like it, it's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good.
So I drank like 3 bottles, so like 99 ounces of alkaline water.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's the only thing I've done differently. And so I looked up alkaline water, what it could do. And the side effects were like many. And body soreness, headaches. Because basically it said if you drink too much of it, it can throw your pH balance off of your body.
Mm-hmm.
Your kidneys start working harder to process the alkaline water. Bottom line, I ain't drinking alkaline water.
Don't OD on the alkaline water. Apparently.
I ain't drinking alkaline water ever again in my life. Ever.
You just said to heck with it. You don't.
To heck with it. No, I'm not doing it ever again. Ever again.
He asked me, he was like, how many bottles of that did you have? I was like, I only drank the one, and then I just filled up the bottle a couple times with the artificial water. He was like, okay, good. And I was like, you think that's what the issue is? But I guess, that is the only thing that you
Because I feel,
different.
I feel, other than being stuffy because of, I don't feel sick. I don't feel cold. I don't feel like I have a cold.
Yeah.
If I have a cold, then usually like my body is tired and stuff like that. I don't feel bad. I just feel stuffy.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can take you some allergy medicine.
No, I took a Zyrtec, but it doesn't really work. I need to go to an allergy, like allergist. What do they call them?
Allergist. What if you're allergic to dogs like us?
I'm sure I am.
Reagan has been sneezing a lot too. The other day she had. Like,
I wouldn't
a
doubt
sneezing
if I'm allergic
fit.
To dogs.
I'm like, I wonder if we're all just allergic to Oscar.
I wouldn't doubt it because
Chad Jr. and I are allergic to dogs.
And so I'm gonna go to the same allergist that they went to get tested, because whatever they put Gabriel on.
Oh, it worked. It completely knocked out all of my allergy situations.
I'm trying to get that because mine have gotten worse as I've gotten older.
Yeah.
But yeah, so basically, if you drink the alkaline water,
make sure you don't drink too much.
Make sure you don't drink too much. Look up the side effects of alkaline water.
Did they say, like, when you were, like, researching, does it say, like, what's a good amount to have or what's too much? Like, you know?
They just said that it's a fact. They said that basically, WebMD and some sites that I know to be, hopefully to be a bit more reputable. I don't think they are not. We're just talking about that. It's really, there's no proof that it's better for you.
Oh.
It's just kind of like one of those fad type, like, ooh, it's the cool thing. Alkaline water, higher pH balance.
Yeah.
Well, it's one of those things where, it could help or maybe it doesn't.
It's interesting that they have the information to show that it doesn't really help.
Yeah, I mean,
but they do have the information to show that it can harm.
Yeah. That it can side effects are something that has to, you know, to get approved to be, to be approved, unless it says not approved by the FDA.
Yeah.
Either it has to say not approved by the FDA or it has to say approved by the FDA. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, if it is approved by the FDA, that means it's been tested.
Yeah.
And I think Smartwater has that testing.
Has that.
It.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know, but it was rough. It was rough. I fell asleep at like...
It was like 9 o'clock, maybe.
Well, it was
only like 8. No, it was probably like 8 o'clock. Seven. Yeah, so you were laying down at like 7:30, and then you were kind of out by 8, and I let him sleep.
I was.
So I woke him up because he fell asleep on the couch. I woke him up. I was like, okay, time to go to bed.
So uncomfortable.
Get in the bed, but man,
body was so uncomfortable. It was crazy. So just be careful.
Glad you're back. Glad you're feeling good. Because
me too. Because that was rough.
Whenever baby's not right. It is the worst. Ladies, am I the only one where your husband or your significant other it does not feel well? They are like the biggest babies ever. And you're just like, bruh, you just got to call.
I was totally okay. I was going to get my own fries. But she was like, she came back. I was like, I'll get them, sweetheart.
I knew you wasn't going to get them.
And she came back. She's like, babe. She did her soft little gay voice. She's like, do you want me to get your fries? I'm like, yeah, sure, sweetie.
Is that what I sounded like?
You came back all soft and sexy. All soft, sexy, and supple. And I was like, yeah, sure, sweetheart. And then she's like, you want some ketchup? She wants some ketchup, baby?
That's
like,
hilarious. Yeah, what's I saying, baby?
I was like, ketchup.
First of all,
girl.
I don't even call you baby.
I was like, ketchup me, man.
Ketchup me, man. Sprinkle me, man.
Sprinkle me,
you,
man.
I cannot deal with you. Yeah. Baby. It sounds weird to call you baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Doesn't it sound weird?
It sounds weird.
Baby. Babe just sounds so much better. Babe's just got a ring to it.
Babe is just what you call me.
Babe is just what I call
you. So I call you sweetheart.
Sweetheart?
I call you sweetheart.
You call me sweetheart. You never call me by my name. It's so funny when he says Gabriel. I'm like, Chad Rader. Because I have so many syllables in my name.
Put my government name out there.
Everybody know your government name by now. Okay. I'm so sorry. It's too late for that.
But yeah, so, it's interesting.
That is interesting.
But, so it's been a good couple of weeks. We've been getting stuff done. We've been, I think it's just felt like a very, I don't know. I don't remember much of the last 2 weeks because I feel like there's been so many people in our house. We've been trying to work wherever we can.
It seems like it's been a lot of people in our house. We're just talking like contractors. It hasn't been that
many contractors,
people in our house. But it just has been a lot going on. Like with the kitchen, for one, I don't think we knew that it was going to take like 2 weeks.
It took two. And it's not their fault.
It's a 2 week process.
It's because of the humidity.
The humidity, the rain that we've had. Yeah. It kind of messed with their like drying time and stuff like that. So. It just, the house has been in disarray.
Because our couches are like in the center of the room.
Yeah, because they also like have the crown molding downstairs. And I'm just ready to put the stuff back in the cabinets.
Yes.
Clean up. I just feel like our house is a wreck right now.
Yeah.
And
really it's just that, once we get the stuff scattered back to where it needs to go.
It'll be fine.
Get the stuff back in the cabinets. It'll be fine, which we can start doing. Yeah. It's just been interesting, but
it's been an interesting 2 weeks.
But we're gonna get into doing our question.
Oh yeah, we haven't done that yet.
So let's do. So which book you want, sweetheart? Before we forget.
I don't know. Excuse me. Let's do this one. I have it over here. The complete book of questions.
Okay. What number?
Oh.
It's 1001.
Oh Lord. 702.
What are you stopping?
Oh, wait. No, it's not 20. It's 30.
Okay. How would you describe a time when you felt alone in a crowd?
I always feel alone in crowds. Unless babe is with me. Because I'm a loner, you guys. I legit be like, should I talk to somebody? Should I say something? I'm not good at networking. I'm not good at small talk. I can do it. So maybe I shouldn't say I'm not good at it. I always say I'm not good at it. I just don't prefer it. I don't enjoy it. Mm-hmm. So I say that I'm not good at it. But maybe, I don't know. It's just weird to me. Like,
I feel you.
You know, if I'm in a place and there's like nobody that I really know, like, oh, we went, where did we go? One time we went to a, like a house party. And I remember us talking about how it's kind of awkward when you don't know
anybody but the host.
So you're like, well, what should we do? Should we go and like introduce ourselves to other people? Should we talk to, I mean, cause there's like a handful of people, other people that you know, but then you see like, there's all these like cliques of people that know each other. So they're having a conversation and it's awkward. It's like, well, do I come up and insert myself in the conversation? Do I say hello? So literally we sat down on the couch and we played cards cause they had a deck of cards sitting on the table. So we sat down and we played some Tonk. It was funny cause we had to Google how to play Tonk. Cause
we couldn't remember.
Cause neither one of us could remember. Tonk used to be the game. I feel like I used to play Tonk all the time. Tonk, Speed. And what was the other one?
Spades
was like 21 or something.
Yeah, 21.
Spades too, obviously. But you can't really play spades with just the two of us. So yeah, like I don't know. It was just really interesting.
Just
I guess
the two of
we
us.
Were kind of alone we at the house
play
party.
If we try.
Oh, Lord. Okay, but I don't know. Babe, I don't feel like you ever feel that way because you can talk to anybody.
Yeah, I mean, for like, me, it's just like...
But I see, probably felt alone.
But
you
I
probably
also,
did not.
No, but because I also am the type of person that also doesn't need that interaction.
Hmm.
Like, you don't... I'm not saying you need it, but for me, I don't need that interaction. Like, I can literally have, what's up, how you doing? Good to see you again. And it can be that. Like, it doesn't have to be like this... giving each other a life update, like if we haven't seen each other for like I'm just good with being, for me it's about just being out.
I mean, but even if you don't know the person, I feel like baby's one of those people who will get in the Lyft or the Uber and there's always a conversation. Like they will end up talking about anything, and it's crazy. Chad can talk about anything with whatever the driver decides he wants to talk about. Like they have a full-fledged conversation.
Yeah, that's true. That's
like
true.
You are just that type of person.
True.
Like you don't necessarily meet a stranger. You're able to keep the conversation going. You're able to talk about things like stuff like that. For me, I'm just like,
I feel you.
How about that weather? I don't really know what else you want to talk about because I just don't care for small talk.
True.
Yeah,
I get that.
So
let's see. Let me tell you about my time I felt alone.
When? Oh, you got one?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, this is a war story. Ooh. This is in Iraq in 2003. We were convoying from a small... This is right after... this is about a month. This is April, May-ish of 2003. So the war just started in March of 2003. So I was there in the first wave of people that, you know, went over... And we were convoying from the first location that we were at. We were convoying to another location that was north of Baghdad. And so we had to convoy through Baghdad. And this is where Baghdad got really hot. Again, this is like the first month of the war. So this was before Baghdad was considered the green zone and like full forces had moved in. And, so we... Our commander decided to get us lost in Baghdad at night. So we're on a road, we get turned onto a road where we have to turn around. And this is Humvees, big 5-ton trucks. I mean, so you can't just whip it around like it's a 2-seater convertible.
Yeah.
Like these are big old vehicles.
Right.
Carrying, you know, very expensive, you know, aircraft. Mm-hmm. And so I always remember that moment of sitting in the truck, looking around. It was night and we literally were surrounded. On every sidewalk was literally just a bunch of Iraqi locals, you know, men, women, children, just like lined up on the sidewalk, just looking at us, just standing there, just looking at us. And that was like probably the most awkward.
Really?
Probably the most awkward and alone.
Yeah.
Even though I had somebody in the Humvee with me and I had my rifle right there,
right.
I had my M16 right there, but still, you know what I'm saying? Cause it's like.
You're just like all eyes on you.
Yeah. I mean, literally, they're just looking at you. So you don't know. I mean, so then all the thoughts go through your head. Like, you're in a war.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, then if somebody wants to, you know, throw a, you know.
Whatever.
RPG. They want to start shooting their AK or what. I mean, whatever could happen
what
in the moment.
RPG?
A rocket-propelled grenade. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, so that right there was, like, probably. I always remember that feeling. That feeling
really?
Was, like, yeah, pretty Pretty crazy.
Because you don't know what's about to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, if anything.
And you're a sitting duck. So we got out of the vehicles, you know.
You're a sitting duck.
You're a sitting duck. I mean, you can't do anything. So we got out of the vehicles while they, you know, again, we were there for like, we sat in the same spot for at least 30 minutes.
Really? Just on this y'all were outside of the vehicle.
Well, no, we were in the vehicles. Oh. But then once we got stopped and the commander got us lost and we're trying to figure out where we need to go.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just.
We had to dismount, get out of the vehicle, and pull guard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So basically, they just stand in front of our vehicle, you know, at the ready with our rifles.
Just kind of there.
Just watching the crowd.
Wow.
So you're sitting here looking at people in the crowd, you know, who, you know, we didn't have any animosity towards. I mean, because they're just people. Like, right. I mean, none of them at that time were trying to, like, hurt us. But you don't know that because you are a foreigner, you know. And there are, you know, many that, you know, didn't like us, so obviously as being Americans in their country. So yeah, it was interesting. But yeah, that was probably one time I felt alone.
I bet. I would feel alone too. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure you probably had moments like that. A lot of moments.
Yeah, I had a lot of moments like that. Yeah. But that's one that stands out.
To you.
Yeah. It stands out.
So
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, because 2003, I was what? 2003, I was 20? 19? I was 19?
No, he was 21, right? He was born in 82, shouted. 2002, you was 20. So 2003, you was 21.
Okay.
20 or 21.
I was 20 because I turned 21 when we were at another location. After we had already got where
we
were.
So you were 20. Yeah.
Crazy.
That is crazy. I didn't put all your business out there. Your government name, your date of birth.
Good Lord.
They all know this anyway. If you've watched this for any amount of time, you know that anyway.
True, true.
So, okay.
So today we decided to do something. We're going to give an update on an Ask Abe and Babe, right?
Yes, we are.
But we wanted to talk about something else that a few have asked about.
Oh, yeah. So actually, the first thing that I saw on Instagram was like a topic for us to talk about, which was our zodiac signs. And I realized that we have talked about our Enneagram numbers. We've talked about our love languages. We've talked about our personalities, but we've never talked about our zodiac signs.
Yes.
So let's talk about it.
So let's talk about it. So go ahead. I'll bring up the website.
If you didn't know, I am born June 30th. I am a Cancer,
which is
a water sign.
No, which is a crab. That explains why you're crabby.
Whatever.
So that's June 21st through July 22nd.
But I do think that it is a water sign. I really don't know.
So June 21st through July 22nd is what Cancer's dates are.
Yeah.
And then mine is a Gemini. I am, even though we're 18 days apart, I'm in the bracket before her. So it's May 21st through June 20th.
Mm.
And this is the two heads, so basically multiple personalities, what everybody else is saying. Yeah, okay. But you crabby. I'm crazy, you crabby. Crabby and crazy. Crabby and crazy. That's our new song.
So, yeah, those are our zodiac signs.
So,
and
I'm going to start with yours.
Like our daily horoscope?
Your element is water.
Oh, my element is water. But I don't know if that means so my quality is cardinal. I have absolutely no idea what any of this means.
There's more about it down below.
Okay, I'm like, what? Oh, it says greatest overall compatibility are Capricorns and Tauruses. Now, I have heard of Capricorns before, but I have not heard of.
Well, she with a Gemini, Tauruses. And she happy.
You're so funny. Lucky numbers 2, 3, 15, and 20. That's interesting because 3 is my favorite number. Okay, so Cancer traits. And here's the thing. Let me preface this by saying that
we love Jesus.
Okay, don't come for us about astrology being of the devil and all of that good stuff. I hear you. And I actually, like, I used to be really heavy into astrology. I, like, read my horoscope every day.
Yeah.
And eventually, like, I got to the point where I was like, this really doesn't mean anything. Like, I have gotten to the point where I don't allow myself to be defined by my zodiac sign.
We think it's just
there are some things, there's some characteristics that I may have, but it does not define who I am in no.
And when's the last time you looked at your horoscope?
Gosh, it's literally been years.
You say for me.
Since I've looked
so we're
at
not
ours,
doing we're not looking this every day after our devotion, like, or board, so
this
it's
was
just
a podcast topic, and we were like, oh, well, we've never really talked about it. There are some people that really are heavily influenced by astrology, and that's their thing. And I'm not knocking you if that's your thing.
So do you? We ain't judging.
But and don't, don't judge us either, okay? So this is just all for conversation. This is for entertainment purposes.
Exactly.
So it says that the strengths of a Cancer are tenacious, highly imaginative, loyal, emotional, sympathetic, and persuasive. Weaknesses, moody.
Truth.
Pessimistic, suspicious, manipulative, and insecure.
I mean, you like kinda the
like
show.
Kind of like the Enneagram. You like the show. It makes you feel like, well, sheesh.
You like the show, Insecure.
Okay, that's my jam. Cancer likes art, home-based hobbies, relaxing near or in water, helping loved ones, and a good meal with friends. Ain't that it, okay? Cancer dislikes strangers.
That's funny.
Any criticism of mom and revealing of personal life.
That's interesting.
Now, that is really interesting.
You picked the wrong job for that job.
Man, the absolute wrong one, okay? I didn't really even pick this job. It just kind of happened.
Yeah, no, but God picked this job.
Well, I'm not. Oh, sorry. Scroll down. We're going to get to yours in a minute.
Okay, my bad.
So here's the thing. I used to always be like, I'm a Cancer. I'm moody. That's what we are. I'm moody. And I've just recently, I feel like, have learned to just separate myself from that.
That
like,
doesn't
yes,
define
I am a person that has mood swings every now and then. I can be a bit moody, but it doesn't necessarily have to be tied to me being a Cancer. Does that make sense? Like,
it makes a lot of sense. It doesn't, just because you have moods doesn't mean that it's because you're a Cancer.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't have to have anything to do with your zodiac sign.
Yeah. And there are, I mean, obviously, there, I feel like there has to be some type of truth to these things, because some of it is legit, like, I mean, it's the truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of these strengths and weaknesses, like, I can't argue with them. Like, it is what it is. Is it the luck of the draw? Is it just happened to be that way? Or is it truly, you know what I'm saying?
And I don't know enough about zodiac signs, but I would assume that there's some kind of scientific research that goes into it.
Yeah, somebody's getting these answers from somewhere. You know, like
I think that it's based on, I think that's why people think it competes with religion, because it's scientific in nature. And so we're not, you know, for us, we have, you know, we are a faith-based family. You know, we believe in, you know, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Right.
But I think that doesn't mean that there aren't scientific things that can be, have some accuracy to them, right? I mean, the earth is round. That's scientific. Like, you know, like, unless the Bible says it's flat, then, you know, I'm going to kind of believe that the scientific thing says it's round. You know, I mean, just, you know what I'm saying?
So unless the Bible says it's flat.
I'm just saying. So, like, it's okay to have some, I mean, science is a cool thing. There's a lot of cool things. Stars and all that kind of stuff is really cool.
Yeah.
Who didn't like going to look at stars in the planetariums when they were kids?
I remember those field trips to the planetariums.
They were
dope. I used to love them. We should take Chad to the planet.
Yeah, we should absolutely. Yeah. But I'm just saying that it doesn't have to be one way or the other.
Yeah.
You can, you know, you can definitely see things in science as, like, pretty cool. And, yeah.
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
I was just looking up, like, Christianity and astrology. So, I mean, I don't know. The Bible speaks, you know, against sorcery and all of that stuff. And I'm not trying to, like, let that in. But, like I said, it's for entertainment purposes. I don't look for the horoscopes to tell me what my day is going to be like or what my life is about to be like. Like, that's just,
I think for us,
not the thing.
So to sum that up completely,
read it like that anymore.
Yeah, we don't read them, but two, we don't go to a horoscope to help us develop our vision for the future.
Right.
We go to God.
Yeah. Or confirm what's happening in our lives.
Or confirm what's happening in our lives. Oh, yeah, that's right. No, we go to God and we pray for what we want. We pray for what's happening. And that's how we base our life.
But so, I used to be that person that would read. Really? I
knew you read it all the time.
Every single day. And I would be like, that's why this is happening. My horoscope said. I used to be that person.
That's crazy. Yeah. I knew you read it all the time, but I didn't know that you were.
Yeah. So that's what. That's the quick rundown of what it says Cancers are like. Okay. So, Gemini, what does it
Gemini.
Does it say that you're crazy?
So, my element is air. Quality is mutable.
Who?
Mutable.
Oh, mutable. Okay.
Light green and yellow is my colors.
So
Wednesday. Hump day is my day. That makes sense for me.
I didn't even look at that.
Hump day.
Hump day. You know what? Yeah. I can't deal with you. I just get that.
You did. Sagittarius and Aquarius are my greatest overall compatibility.
Nope.
These numbers don't. Well, 23, 5, 7, 14, and 23. Yes, Michael Jordan's
just
number.
It happens to be a coincidence that that was Michael Jordan's
number. No coincidence here. Okay. Okay. Strengths. Gentle, affectionate, curious, adaptable, ability to learn quickly and exchange ideas. It's pretty good. Weaknesses. Nervous, inconsistent, and indecisive. It's pretty good. Gemini likes his music, books, magazines, chats with nearly anyone. Short trips around the town.
Short trips around the town. That's the funniest description.
Like, yeah, I just like to jump.
Like you just want to.
I like to jump in my horse and wagon and just take a quick trip.
Short trips around the town.
And Gemini dislikes being alone, being confined, repetition, and routine.
May sound pretty accurate to me though. See, that's the crazy thing. Like,
okay, here we go.
Is this stuff like legit? Like, where does it come from?
It is interesting.
You know. I don't know the backstory, the history, I'm sure.
Yeah.
There's a reason for that.
Expressive and quick-witted, Gemini represents two different personalities in one, and he will never be sure which one he will face. They are sociable, communicative, and ready for fun, with the tendency to suddenly get serious, thoughtful, and restless. They are fascinated with the world itself, extremely curious, with a constant feeling that there is not enough time to experience everything they want to see.
That's interesting. I didn't read my little summary.
I know, right? What you doing?
That's interesting. What do you guys think of astrology and horoscopes? Are you, like, what end of the spectrum are you on? Like, you die hard into astrology, or you don't even look at it, or maybe you check it every now and then, but it doesn't really mean much to you. I would love to know.
Yeah.
Where you guys stand with it. Oh, so my summary says deeply intuitive and sentimental. Cancer can be one of the most challenging zodiac signs to get to know. They are very emotional and sensitive and care deeply about matters of the family and their home. Cancer is sympathetic and attached to people they keep close. Those born with their sun in Cancer are very loyal and able to empathize with other people's pain and suffering. So, I mean, it's interesting. Love of those. I mean, reading that is like, I see a lot of myself in that summary that they just had. So.
Yeah, I you know.
It's so interesting.
Yeah, just this whole, the whole horoscopes and zodiac signs is very, very interesting in general. Like, but yeah, no, it's true though, because I bet you money that half of you that are watching, at least half of you, have met a Gemini. And you instantly in your head tied it up, even if you don't read your horoscope, even if you don't do any of that stuff, you probably were like, oh, he probably crazy.
Yes. And because I say that too. Sorry, yeah. I don't mean to cut you off. Yeah. But keep going. Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off.
No, but it's, you're going to say the same thing, but it's because even though you don't follow it, like we don't follow it, you still hear it. You still hear people talking about it. You've heard it so many times. Horoscopes have been around for years. It's something that, you know, like, people have told me before, like in the Army or even before in the Army, you should look at your horoscope. You know, like, so like, I mean, you're just, you know these things. Like Gemini, obviously I know because it's the one that most people know.
Yeah.
If you say you're Gemini, most people
have something to say.
Something to say about Gemini. Mm-hmm. Now, if you said a Cancer or like, I know now what a Cancer, but like before I probably wouldn't have because... Again, neither one of us follow, but Gemini is the one, even if you never look at a horoscope, you probably have heard something about a Gemini.
Yeah, you have. Yeah, that's true.
You probably have.
Yeah.
So I think that's so...
It is interesting, just these things that we, like, just growing up in life that we hear and that become, like, law or truth to us because it's all we've ever heard. Like, is it really truth or is it just that you've heard it so many times that you think it's truth? you think it's true. Yeah, like,
that's a good way to put
it. Yeah, it's just really interesting because, like, moody. I mean, for so long I used that as like my excuse to be moody. Well, I'm a Cancer. We're moody people. You just have to deal with it.
And which is like, not necessarily the case.
No, girl.
It's not because you're a Cancer.
Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Now maybe you're just moody. Get your life together.
maybe you're moody because you are thoughtful, because you are...
Sensitive
because you are trying to, like, you know, like at 38 we still figuring life out, like, and that's, you know,
it's
because
it's an interesting conversation so I don't have the answers, but I, you know, if some of you guys have, like, because I know there are some people who are like die hard
and that's awesome, if that's what you do
have your reasons, feel free to share like your reasons why you believe it, why you don't believe it, like all of that
and
stuff.
And let's try not to judge each other in the comments.
Yes.
Like, let's just have a healthy conversation. Why is a healthy conversation so hard to have nowadays? It's confusing to me. But let's just have a healthy conversation of adults speaking to each other like adults.
Well, I think that social media and just the internet has made it easier for people to throw respect and manners out of the door,
to hide
out
behind
of
the keyboard.
Window. And I you know, I mean, some people hide behind, some people call it hiding behind their keyboard. Some people just feel like, oh, well, I don't have a picture. There's nothing attached to what I'm saying. So I can just spew whatever it is without consequence. And it's just like, what happened to the art of conversation? Like, if you wouldn't come to me
in person,
and say what you are typing out the exact same way you are typing it out, then you probably should rephrase it. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you wouldn't feel comfortable coming up to somebody
that
and
you don't
commenting
know, a stranger,
whatever it is that you feel like you can comment on the internet, like, then is it even worth putting it down?
Then why would you put on it? Like,
yeah. That is interesting.
The art of conversation is social media
is
has
lost.
Killed the art of conversation.
It is absolutely lost. And then you don't know how to interpret what people are saying too, because somebody could type something and I read it completely rude, but maybe they didn't intend for it to be that way.
Like, for instance, we saw something today. I thought it was rude. She didn't.
I totally didn't. It was the same comment.
We've had vice versa where she felt it rude and I didn't.
Yeah, and that's the thing too. Like, you always have to be careful when you're responding to stuff, like, how, like, what is your tone? Because I mean, for one, people can't hear it.
You can't hear your tone when you're just typing words.
Yeah, like, people just kind of take it for however they want to take it, and sometimes it's the right way and sometimes it's the wrong way. You know what I'm saying?
And we're talking to all the people that are, you know, that on here that just want to have good conversation.
Yeah.
Because we love the good conversation. We love to, you know, that's what the world is, you know, needs conversation.
Yeah.
And so we're talking to you, the people that want conversation. Like, there are some people that don't want conversation.
They just want to spew hate
or their opinion and be done with it. And those are the people that, you know, we don't need to have a conversation with you. And they're not going to ever bring anything productive to the conversation, really. But we're talking about the people that really want a productive conversation. You can help. We can all help each other have a productive conversation by showing a little bit of empathy and a little bit of care when we type things.
Yeah.
Because again, tone is when you type something, tone is implied by what I read. It's not implied by how you put it, because it's a type. You're typing it, right?
Yeah.
When you say it, I can, you know, the way you just said that to me was kind of like, whoa, hang on.
Yeah.
But when you type it, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, so I mean, I can only go off of how I read it.
It's just an interesting conversation. Yeah. And this is something that, you know, obviously can cause people to go back and forth, because, you know, it's religion. But yeah.
We said all of that to say, tell us your thoughts in the comments. I feel like we went off on a completely different tangent, but just keep the conversation going, but just be respectful in the conversation.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
So I don't know. Was that it for astrology? I feel like we didn't really have much to say about it.
Because
these are our signs.
We can look up another site, maybe.
Yeah, I was about to say, babe, you didn't come through with minimal. Information. Okay.
Says the one that didn't come with any information.
This whole conversation makes me think of Beyonce's song. Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, I love all y'all. You never heard that song?
No.
I wish he was a Virgo.
I don't listen to Queen Bee that often.
Is me. I think it's hilarious that you got a Queen Bee. You listen to it when I'm listening to him.
Well, exactly. But what song is that? I don't remember that song. Is it an old album?
I mean, yeah, she ain't got no. All her albums is old at this point. Well, I think she just released the what is it called? I can't even think of the name of it right now. But
yeah, but I'm
tomorrow. Yeah, that was from I think Dangerously in Love. Like, that was on her first solo album.
That's a long time ago. it's been a long time ago.
I am.
She's been a solo artist since we What, dang.
I'm so surprised that you don't recognize that song. I mean, I guess it wasn't a single. So yeah. I guess if you're not like a Beyonce
Fan, I wasn't buying Beyonce albums. I knew all of her big songs.
You wouldn't really know, you know what I'm saying? Like, but that's the jam. Have y'all been thinking about that since you've been listening to the Zodiac conversation? Has that song been playing in your head? Because it's been playing in mine. Like, I'm going to get off of here and play the song for Babe so he can hear it.
That's funny. But
so I guess that's all we have to say about that.
Yeah, that's all we have to say.
This wasn't really much of... a conversation about zodiac signs at all. I mean, but we didn't really have much to say.
But we told you what we are, and so which, you know,
most of y'all probably know that anyway because we talked about it before. But anyway, let's get to the ass game.
We didn't promise anything life changing by talking about our zodiac signs. Okay, we just talking.
I feel like that was a whole waste of a conversation because
anytime I talk to you is never a waste of conversation.
You're hilarious.
Hearing your voice is amazing.
Okay, so do you guys remember the Ask Gabe and Babe that we did a couple shows back where there were the two coworkers
older guy.
She couldn't tell if he was interested. Like,
she wouldn't know if she should say something or let it go.
They go to lunch and he, you know, he's older and all of that stuff like that. So she sent us an update.
Thanks for sending all these updates
Thank you for the update.
Because we wanted to know.
I just wanted to update. And she said, hi, just wanted to give a little update to my previous email. I did forget to mention two things in our ages and that I am in a higher position than him. I am 31 and he is 37 or 38. I got a promotion and ended up going to a different store about a week ago. If I didn't mention, I work in retail.
About a week ago.
He was there on my last day and he did come up to me alone and congratulated me, but that was it. I recently went up to my old location and he asked me how do I like it and how I was doing. I just decided not to ask. If and when the next guy comes along, we'll see what happens. Thank you. Mm. So thank you for the update. I'm glad that you decided to
If he ain't shot his shot at this point, I don't know what. I mean,
like you done moved to a whole different location. If he was really interested, he would have taken that opportunity to be like, so
now we don't work directly with each other. Can we still see each other?
Yeah,
just outside of work.
So I'm glad you did what you did, girl.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to meet the right one. You're going to meet the one that's not going to be
shy.
He's going to come up and he's going to tell you that,
shy guy.
Look, you my girl. We're going to make this work. Let's make it happen.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
That's true.
Yeah. Because look, so bro, I don't know what you're doing, but.
Miss your opportunity.
Miss your opportunity, man.
Missed it. But shout out to everybody who gave her advice also.
Yes.
Because there was a lot of you all that had things to say about the situation as well. But yeah, I think, do we have another Ask Gamer Babe we want to do? Or do we want to wait until next week?
We'll wait till next week.
I knew Babe was going to say that. If I ever give him the option to keep going or stop, he's going to say stop.
That's right.
In most things.
Yeah. You know, there's one thing that she will not get a no to. Let's be clear.
Well, we hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. This was a kind of a raggedy episode. No. I don't feel like I'm satisfied with this episode.
That's all right.
So if you're not satisfied, I get it. We'll be back next week. Okay?
He's so funny. We'll be back next week. But yeah, so.
Thanks for listening. Yes. As always, if you have an Ask Gabe and Babe dilemma, situation, whatever that you want our opinion on, be sure to send us an email at letsmakeoutpodcast@gmail.com so we can put it in the show. You can let us know if you want to be anonymous or not. We will definitely respect that. You can also tweet us at letsmakeoutpod, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. You can find us at letsmakeoutpodcast. And
make sure you, we would appreciate if you would on your, wherever you're listening, especially if it's Apple iTunes, if you would just rate and review the podcast, we would appreciate that. It helps us to, you know, not only, ensure that you know the podcast is being listened by you, but also by others reaching new people and hopefully, you know, helping them out as well. So that's the goal. We appreciate you, whether you're watching, whether you're listening,
or whether you're doing both.
We love y'all. Yeah, we love y'all, and we appreciate y'all. And we'll
see
talk
you
to
next week.
Next time.
Bye, guys.